A man who has been holed up in a Connecticut church for 4 months to avoid deportation has won a reprieve from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Marco Reyes chose to seek sanctuary rather than go back to his native Ecuador. He fled from there 20 years ago after his brother-in-law was murdered. WSHU's Anthony Motzen reports.
Reyes was about to have his Thanksgiving dinner with his family at a Methodist church in New Haven when Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut showed up.
I wanted to bring a token of my appreciation to this faith community that is supporting Marco Reyes and to his family and other families who are gathered here today with thanks for their courage and strength.
Reyes's wife, Fanny, says she's thankful for their community.
There's out there a lot of people that have been very helpful for us. And we really appreciate all their help and their support.
A short time later, word came that ICE has agreed not to arrest Reyes while his appeal is pending. This means Reyes can now go home to his family, but will have to wear a GPS monitor on his ankle. Anthony Moten, WSHU News.
A Stamford, Connecticut woman facing deportation to Guatemala has also found out that she's been granted a stay. Miriam Martinez had defied an order from ICE to leave the country on Monday and returned instead to her home.